Tzivos Yerushalmi, cross line to Tzivos Bavli, Daf Nun Gimel, to begin Yerushalmi on the Lamed on base at the Mishnah. Benan Nukvan, Dehavan Nachiminoi, Inan Tahon Yasvin, Bavesi, Mitzanan, Menachosi, Aditin Savan, Lugubin, Chayev, Shutanai Vasin. Says in the text of the Ksuba, your daughters for me will live in my house and be fed to my property until they get married. He writes that he's obligated even if he didn't write it in the Ksuba because of the stipulation of Beis Din. The Gemara says, "Chista Amar, Bagu Ebdu Mezoinois Nisu Ebdu Panasasan." The Chista says that if the daughters became Bagois, they lose their right to be fed. If they married after Bagois, they lose their Panasa, which is a tenth of the estate that the Yisoma, an orphan girl, receives when she marries. Tani Rechia, Bagu La Nisu, Nisu, Le Bagu Ebdu Mezoinasan, Le Ebdu Panasasan. Rechia brings an advice that if they became boigerous but did not marry, or they married but did not become boigerous, in both cases they lost food but they did not lose the parnasa. The Avin, b'shem Eloah Umoidin lahach ba'ado amana shi teivah ve'yoshim, he omers lo niskabalti miksubosi, ve'yoshim omer lo niskabalt miksubosich. But Avon, quoting Eloah, said, Rechista and Rechia argue about a boigerous who married, whether or not she lost Parnassa, but they argue about a widow who claims against the heirs. She says, I did not receive my ksuba, and the heirs say that, no, you received your ksuba. Asha nisus hayoshin sichem la'vi raya, she niskabla ksubasa, nisus alea la'vi raya, haraya she niskabla ksubasa. Before she married, the heirs must bring a proof that she received her ksuba, if not, then she collects. After she is married, though, she must bring a proof that she did not receive her ksuba in order to collect. And we ask from a Mishnah, if a Yesoma's mother or brothers married her off and they wrote to her 150 zuz, after she matures, she can take from them the tenth that she should have received. This is because she was a minor and an adult marries her off, but if she was an adult, even an hour, then she shows that she pardoned, and this is unlike with Chista and Rechia. The partner should not let mix us. The answer is because she received part of Parnassa, and Chista and Rechia discussed one who received nothing. Didn't Rabbi Avina, quoting Rabbi Asi, say that if a Bechor took a share like a Pashut, which is not a firstborn, the Chazaka is that he pardoned his extra share? Also here, if an adult took part of her Parnassa, she pardoned. Amr Yosi Birubun, Lainata Zem Chayosa Klum. Rabbi Yosi Rabban rejects that a Bechor who took like a Poshet did not take anything from his extra share. Then we say that he pardoned. If an adult took part, we can say that she didn't pardon. Asa Uvda Kami Rabbi Mana, Uva Me'avad Ka'ada to Rav Chista. A case came in front of Rabbi Mana and he wanted to rule like Rav Chista. Amalei Rav Chananya, Baha Tani Rav Chia, Bogu Vla Nisu, Nisu Le Bogu, Avdu Mavinosam, Vla Avdu Panasasam. Rav Chananya asked from Rav Chia's Vaisa, if they became boigerous but didn't marry, or they married but didn't become boigerous, they lost food but they didn't lose panasa. Amalei ana ami shmua bat amas masnisa, tivotel shmua mekami masnisa. But Mana retracted. He said, I say like a teaching about Mariam and you say like a brisa. The teaching is batel because of the brisa that you quoted. Rabin barchia boi kami rizera baalea oida rizavia, me'achshav nistaima ba tenaik suba oyena ele derech nesuin. Rabin Barchia asked Rabbi Zeira if he had relations with her while she was still in her father's house. Do the conditions of the tzuvah apply from now or only after relations in the way of Nisuin when she actually entered into his domain? Rabbi Bun Barchia bar koin Rabbi Zeira nachol el ksubasa mahu v'chusa avda v'chus panea le avda. Rabbi Bun Barchia asked Rabbi Zeira if she pardoned her ksuba to him, what is the law? She lost her rights. Do we say that her son's rights are not lost? And the Gemara doesn't answer this question.